Big science is the weapon, and the president talked about in a new war on cancer this week. The president wants a cure or a treatment to prevent and eradicate cancer once and for all.
Tonight I'm announcing a new national effort to get it done. And because he's gone to the mat for all of us on so many issues over the past 40 years, I'm putting Joe in charge of mission control. For the loved ones we've all lost, for the families that we can still save, let's make America the country that cures cancer once and for all. What do you say, Joe?
Joe Biden, that is, looked a little shocked and mouthed to Paul Ryan sitting next to him, something to the effect that the president hadn't told him yet about this new assignment. Joining us is Dr. Harold Varmus, former director of the National Cancer Institute, now a professor at Weill Cornell Medicine, Medical College here in New York. Welcome, first of all.
Thank you.
Glad to hear this enthusiasm, but I'm wondering if this kind of initiative, you know, make it to the moon sort of thing works with something as complicated as cancer.
Yeah, well, I think the actual metaphor is a little misplaced because there isn't a single simple mission here. But I think what the vice president can do is to galvanize interest in the number of important new developments in cancer research that are giving us a better picture of the disease, are accelerating the development of better treatments, both drug treatments that are targeted against specific mutations that drive cancers, and new treatments that that help boost the effectiveness of the immune system in controlling cancer. In addition, it is an opportunity to bring to the public's attention a number of things that people can do to help reduce the likelihood of cancer. We have made great headways in reducing tobacco use, but there's still almost 20% of the population that smokes. We don't make effective use or as effective as possible of the human papillomavirus vaccine. We still have tanning studios in the country. There's an epidemic of obesity, and all of these things contribute to cancer in a way that would allow us to these are preventable measures. And I do think that the vice president put in this position, a position I'm sure he was aware he was going to be assigned, because there's been much talk in the cancer gossip network about meetings with the vice president's staff and the vice president himself has been very forward about his interest in doing something about cancer. And what I like about what is being done is that there is no simple claim that we're going to cure cancer by a certain year or that we think of cancer as one disease. Instead, what the vice president has said in his own statement is that he wants to accelerate progress, and I think that can be done.
Does that involve really looping together a lot of the initiatives on the genetic front that may be working in a kind of proprietary competition that would benefit from coming together in a more coherent initiative?
Well, I think that the genetic front has actually been quite cooperative. For example, we've had when I was at the National Cancer Institute, we had literally thousands of scientists working together on a project called the Cancer Genome Atlas, and that involved scientists taking off their personal ambition to work as a team, and that's produced a huge realm of genetic data about cancer that every scientist I know uses every day. But it does bring to the fore the places where there have been problems. And assembling clinical data, for example, it helps to explain the significance of the genetic findings. It allows us to think more profoundly about how we might conduct clinical trials in this country, which are changing as a result of genetic information. One thing that troubles me is that it's very expensive to do a clinical trial in which you have to obtain genetic information first. And if the vice president simply worked with the Center for Medicaid and Medicare Services to encourage them to use rulings they already have in hand to help to support the costs of doing genetic analysis, making a database for both clinical and genetic data that could be used to learn new knowledge and to learn in the future what coverage of those costs is appropriate based on what we learn. We still have a lot to learn. And the vice president, without even trying to work for additional money — money's important, money drives the process — the increased, long overdue increase in the NIH budget this year is going to be very helpful. No doubt the vice president's enthusiasm for medical science and the president's helped.
What do you make of Vincent DeVita's book about cancer techniques, chemotherapy particularly, being misapplied in actual clinical practice? Would an initiative like this enforce more discipline on the science of the way clinical practice is done in cancer?
Well, I'm not going to respond to Vince's book. I know him well, but his book is still in the mail to me, so I haven't read it yet. But I do think that we are in a unique situation at the moment because cancers are driven by changes in our genome, and we now have the tools to analyze those. It's a little like moving from a time when we said someone had pneumonia to a time when we said they had pneumonia caused by a virus or by a specific bacterium, and you could tailor the therapy directly to the underlying cause. It is possible in the context of taking care of a patient, or even more profoundly in a clinical trial, to know exactly what one's dealing with. And not to seize on that, to use the available regulatory and reimbursement tools to make many more patients part of a study so that we are learning from everybody. We have over 500,000 deaths a year from cancer in this country. And many of those individuals who are struggling with this disease, doing better than they would have done 10 or 20 years ago, but still faced with a difficult outcome, are interested in the idea of being donors of genetic information.
And the prospect of not fearing cancer from this initiative from the president. Dr. Harold Varmus, former director of the National Cancer Institute, now a professor at Weill Cornell Medicine. Thanks so much.
Thank you.